man who wasn't liked by many Queenslanders. His name is Paul Gall, and he joins us this morning. G'day, Gal.
G'day, Gal.
Hey, boys. Boys, I've got to say, I've got a really, real big problem with people living in New South Wales, born in New South Wales, and go for Queensland.
Well,
what's happening?
Hey, come on, yeah, mate. You can take the boy out of Bundy, but you can't take the Bundy out of the boy, mate.
Okay, so let me get it right. You were born in Bundy.
Yes.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. I can cop that.
No, yeah, so, that's right. I hear that, Gal. My brother.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it goes for Queensland, my brother. He's born in New South Wales. What's going on there?
Yeah, see, that's wrong. That's just not right. I can't cop that, actually. It's mutiny. It's not right.
Nah, well, I'm going to disown him just based on this chat right now.
for 3 games a year anyway, disown him, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, Gal, mate, it is one on the rugby league calendar. It's one of the it's just one of the highlights, isn't it?
Look, it's one of the greatest rivalry in world sport, let alone it is the greatest rivalry in Australian sport, without a doubt. And it is, as you guys said before, if you go for a club team or not, whoever you go for, when Origin comes around, you go for one of these two teams, without a doubt. And that, depending on where you're from, obviously, but it is one of the greatest spectacles in Australian sport. The rivalry is huge, and there's genuine hatred between the two teams when they go out there, and it's normally an amazing game. So I can't wait till tonight.
Yeah, do you still feel the hate when you go to Queensland? Because you were public enemy number one up there for a long time.
You know what? It's sort of turned around a little bit now. A lot of people say, look, we do hate you, but we respect you. I mean, we don't mind. I've actually done a few luncheons up there lately. Seeing as the COVID sort of slowed down a little bit. The world's opened back up, and I've been to a couple of lunches other than the past few months, and it actually hasn't been too bad. But I think this time of year, without a doubt, yeah, there's genuine hatred there, and they still remember some of the things I said.
Nice to be hated in a good way.
I'm not a fan. Yeah, that's right. That's
Cal,
right.
Just off Origin for a bit, mate, what do you like at coaching? A couple of positions up for grabs after yesterday. Holy Jesus. Holy, mate.
I can tell you, mate, it's not for me. I spent 20 years at the Cronulla Sharks, and a lot of those years, but it was good, bad, and ugly. It was all my fault. I had enough pressure there. I don't need any more pressure for the rest of my life. Becoming a head coach, that's for sure. I can promise you I won't be going into head coaching anytime soon, if at all.
It is on, isn't it? Like, look at Madge went yesterday, and also Nathan Brown. Two coaches in one day.
Yeah, look, obviously both them teams aren't going too well, but coaches, they aren't growing on trees. They don't just fall out of trees, and they're not easy to come by, particularly good ones. And, I was probably a little bit more surprised than Nathan Brown one, the fact he signed a 3-year deal a couple of years ago, knowing that they thought they would have to go back to New Zealand, and he sort of told them that he didn't want to go back or take his family back there. So it was a little bit surprising, but the Warriors obviously made the decision to move on straight away, which I think is a good decision for everyone, to be honest.
Yeah,
and, Matt has been playing around for the past 6 to 8 months now if he's going to be sacked or not. So I suppose they've finally done it. I don't know who goes in there and he's going to be able to do any better. I think Matt's a great coach. I think they've got to clean that whole roster out and start again. And I still think there's a couple of years of pain there for the West Tigers.
Hey, Gary, how much pressure do you reckon is on Billy Slater? It's his first coaching job doing Queensland. Do you reckon he's feeling it?
No, I think he's okay. Well, one thing about Billy Slater, played a lot of footy with him at Rep level. He's a pure professional, very, very well prepared at everything he ever did. And I've got no doubt he'll be even better prepared as being a coach. So I don't think he'll be under too much pressure. I think, look, the Blues have been dominating the past couple of years. They won, three in the past four series. So I think he'll go in there. The one thing he's very, very lucky with, and some guys is blessed at Origin level, and he was one of them as a player, but I think he's going to be the coach too. I mean, how long has it been since we've seen Queensland teams up in the top eight? We haven't seen them there for many, many years. And we've got the Broncos and the Cowboys up inside the top four. So he's been able to pick players that have come from good quality sides and are full of energy at the moment. And I think that's going to be a big difference in this series. Years gone by, the Queensland have been coming down the bottom of the ladder. They've been picking players that haven't been playing too well. But he's got a team full of players in form at the moment. That makes for an interesting series.
Now, Gal, I did read what you said about Queensland forwards branding them tradesman-like and declaring they lack attacking spark. Where did that come from, mate?
Well, let me tell you.
Give it to him, Gal.
No, I actually wasn't giving it to him. I thought I was giving him a rap. There was no way he intended to have a go at them all. I was actually giving them a bit of rap by saying they're just going to go out there and do what they're told to do. I think it's a big plus for the Queens, to be honest. They don't have that attacking spark. They don't have that ball players like Isaiah Yeo or anyone that can really offload like Junior Paulo. But, I mean, being tradesman-like, I don't think it's a criticism at all. Like, he thought it was giving them a rap and they're going to listen to the halfbacks and they go wherever the halfbacks tell them to go. And the halfbacks and the outside backs going to play off the back of it. So I was surprised it was twisted to make it look like I was having a go at them, because I certainly wasn't.
Okay. Oh, they'll all twist right, anything, okay. Queenslanders go. And now they struggle to read between the lines as well, mate, so don't worry about it.
They do struggle to read. They've got their four eyes and they still can't read.